When you're a parent and you have children, you obviously have a different perspective. And that's, and I said that too, and I certainly believe that. But I think that the idea, John, that I actually want to change the American voting system to give 12-year-olds the right to vote and then to give control over to their parents, it's ridiculous. I never said that. I was responding to a Democratic line.
Okay. I mean, it was a speech on the... Anyway, people, the speech is online. People can
please,
watch
the whole thing. But in the beginning, John, I say... Democrats have proposed giving these rights to children. I say if we're going to give them to children, let the parents cast that vote.
Fumbling, backtracking Vance was on ABC's This Week, trying to justify and fix the statements he said in the past, claiming he either didn't say it or that's not what he meant. Of course, the ABC host let him get away with all his lying corrections, even though everything he said was all over the internet. He was also on CNN talking about childless Americans and Walz's military background.
Criticizing Tim Walz's service, I'm criticizing the fact that he lied about his service for political gain, Dana. Now, I served in the United States Marine Corps, and you know this. And look, there are a lot of things that I'm proud about. I've never lied about what I did or overstated it because it would be beneficial to me in an election. I think that's what Tim Walz did. That's what I was criticizing. And yes, I do think it's scandalous behavior.
Coming to the rescue is Super Pete with a fact-checking reality slap. Pete Buttigieg was able to let the viewers know that it was obvious Vance was caught in multiple lies, and he reveals the hypocrisy that comes with it. Vance is just like his partner, Donald Trump.
No, he doesn't. And the fact that a veteran wants to go out and disparage another veteran just goes against certainly everything I learned during my time in service. Look, I think in many ways it's the exception that proves the rule. If the only thing that they can find about Tim Walz to complain about is to disparage his military record that was clearly honorable. Remember, you can retire at 20 years. Tim Walz served for 24. And the fact that they have to go back to find a clip from 2018 to find the one time that he slipped up when he talks about the weapons of war that he carried and said something instead about carrying a weapon in war, it's kind of an exception that proves the rule in terms of how hard you have to look to find Tim Walz saying anything that isn't precise and accurate. But there's something, I think, much bigger at play here, which is I watched that interview and watched J.D. Vance present himself as suddenly very particular about precision in speech and very concerned about honesty. He's running with Donald Trump, somebody who has set records for lying in public life. He just gave a press conference where fact checkers estimate that he told 162 distortions or lies. That, frankly, is just impressive in terms of being able to physically do that. It's like the Olympics of lying. So maybe just because it's Sunday morning, I can't stop thinking about the scripture that says, how can you look at your brother and say, let me take the speck out of your eye when you have a plank in your own eye?
Strut around like you own the place, but baby, you can't keep up with the pace. Grooving in the wrong direction, oh, lost in your own reflection. Was hurt when you're so wrong.